Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in your partner.
Hello, everybody. How are you doing, everybody?
You know what? I heard you at 6 o'clock last week.
After that thing,
and you know what I learned? I said, Boomer needs to talk to me for a couple minutes because he did not know how to shut you up. And I said, I got to take Boomer aside and say, Boomer, this is how you do it on the radio. I'll tell you how to do it. As Boomer let you go for about 10 minutes, he could not get a word in.
I was so fired up.
But Ray Lucas would be terrible this week. Yeah, Boomer said, watch. And you know what? There was one. It was two arguments. I heard him. Your argument was Colts. You took the Giants. He took the Colts. He was right. And then on a Monday night, you took the Jets. He took the Pats. So you were right. So it was 1-1, but he did all the talking.
and I make the most of the money. So
just like Monday night when Al Michaels does all the talking. Boomer, you stay right there. Dan Reed.
You better hope I stay right here.
Stay right here, Boomer, because we got a guest.
Dan Reed.
You can talk to him, too, because you know him very well.
Hey, head coach of the Atlanta Falcons is Dan Reeves, who spends a few minutes with us here on The Fan with Mike and the Mad Dog.
Hello, coach. How are you?
Great, guys. Congratulations on, 10 years now?
10 years, coach.
Yeah, nobody would ever believe that. That'd be a big odds if you could.
That's an out bet, coach, as a matter of fact. We have Boomer here with us, Boomer Esiason.
Hey,
coach,
Boomer,
how you doing, man? I'm doing better than you are probably right now.
That's exactly right.
Coach, I know that team's
I don't have to play, guys. Yeah. I like Dan Reed.
Boomer kicking the Falcons when they're down. Coach, first of all, how's your health? That's more important than anything else.
Oh, everything's going great, Mike. I'd feel a lot better if we had some wins, but everything's going great.
Well, boy, you know, up here we've seen this. It's almost like a carbon copy. Watching the Jets and all their problems, like watching you and all your problems, it's almost like you guys paid the same price this year.
Well, I think the difference is that Bill's had a chance to win every game he's been in. We've been out of some of ours and hadn't played very well, but I've been impressed with the job that Bill's done. It's been unbelievable, and win that game Monday night was a great win.
Dan, what do you attribute to all the teams from the Final Four a year ago? I mean, Elway, I guess, with Denver, the Jets with Testaverde, you guys with Jamal Anderson, and Minnesota has also struggled. I mean, it's kind of weird, the Final Four of a year ago, you know, only Minnesota's got a good chance to make the playoffs.
That's true. I don't know that anybody could foresee that, and I really didn't for us. But, you know, you lose your running back, and then we've had, Chris has been out about half our games also, and you get an uncertainty at quarterback, it's very difficult in this league. Everybody seems to have had an awful lot of problems as far as quarterbacks. And there's a lot of teams like the Cardinals have come on in Detroit and played well in the NFC, and then there's a lot of teams in the AFC are playing well.
And it's funny about the Rams. They almost remind you of last year's Falcons, where the Rams have stormed in the NFC West. You know that?
Well, they really have. We played them twice, and they are by far the best football team that we've played. And you know, they lost a couple games there in a row, but they still had a chance to win them. And they're an impressive team. They got a lot of talent on offense. And, you know, the job at Kurt Warner has been unbelievable. He's done a great job. And their defense is playing well. And they got a great special teams and, you know, give you a lot of problems on punt return and kickoff return.
I tell you, the quarterbacks I've seen in this league, Coach, we could suit Boomer up and he'd be in the middle of the league this year still at his age. You know that?
Well,
that's how bad they are.
Chris Miller just been out, 5 years, and he's coming back. So Boomer wait a couple more years and he'll be back.
Well, you know, maybe you can give me a little preview, Coach. You have a big game January 3rd, Monday night.
No one's watching
San
that, Boomer.
San Francisco out Atlanta. Maybe Boomer, give us a little
Boomer,
preview
relatives
of that.
Are watching that game. They're both out of it.
Start of the season, you'd think that'd be a good game, and that might be who's battling for last place.
I don't want to hear that, Coach. We need something more on the line than that.
Yeah, that's what I said. We need to start playing. There's no question about it. We start with Tampa Bay this week, and hopefully we'll play well.
Well, Dan, we appreciate you calling in. It's very nice of you. Thank you very much, Coach.
You bet, guys. Congratulations.
Thank you,
Boomer,
Dan.
We'll see you down the road.
Okay. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, guys.
Good guy.
With a great play action pass in the Green Bay game on the Ice Bowl in 1967 on Lance Retzel.
Take a breath. Will you please take a breath?
Pipe down, you
what a break a breath.
You guys, it's Friday night. You know.
There's Al Michaels in the building, folks. Boomer Esiason, and I want an ovation.
Boomer, didn't you get enough on Friday night? You're coming back.
At least appreciate that I'm here, will you please? please come down. Nobody's coming down. You got to come down, please.
Would you pay Richard Sandomir about $9 million for the article in Tuesday's Times about the great job you guys did on Monday Night Football? Oh, baby.
It talked about Al and what a star he was. It didn't say anything about me, did it? Did it say anything about me?
Did you see that, Mike? I mean, it's like Michael's. It's like a science of an afterthought.
But I think Richard's probably going to write Al's book. Is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Oh, you always got to take things.
And maybe the first time Al didn't have to make a Wednesday phone call.
Right. Exactly. These people have no idea what you're talking about.
Nah, it doesn't matter. I don't care what they do. Al does, and it'll tick them off.
Oh, please. That's all I need is to go to work again Monday night, and I'll be hearing about you guys.
You'll be in the back of the limo hearing about me and Peter King again for the 55th time. Why is he killing me? What's going on?
No, I don't know what you did to that guy. So, I don't want any part of that. I don't want to get in the middle of it.
We're going to come back.
I know he's sensitive, so I can tick on him. That's the only thing.
Yeah, but you put me in the middle of it all the time. That's
fun.
The problem.
Hey, the guy's making
I know, it's just fun. Have Listen, some, no, hey, I
let
love
the
guy, the guy.
Let the guy have some fun. Jeez.
Well, I'm trying.
Lighten up,
I'm
Al.
I'm trying.
Al, the mortgage is paid. Lighten up.
I enjoy it. You and I, Ms. Both, just put me right in the middle of the whole thing.
We love it.
All right, good. Well, Ivan says that he's paranoid and that he's under my bed in the hotel.
Who's that?
Al.
Well, paranoid, I know. I don't know about under the bed. I've been there.
That's what Ivan says.
I'm in there, boy. I got to do a break. Get out of bed.
Hey, y'all. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.